Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomim program is Daf Kuf Mem Ches Omid Beis. We're in the middle of the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we started yesterday Simen Tuf Reish Pei Beis, which deals with saying Al Hanisim in both the davening and in Birchas HaMazon. And that's where we left off yesterday with Sif Katan Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why we added to the benching and to the davening is the Kula Milsa the Chanukah Ikara Hodohi. The reasoning is, the time is, that everything about Chanukah is essentially thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we do that via the saying of Al Hanisim. In the Shaar HaTzion Oz Beis, he brings down, B'diyeved, Imam Al Hanisim B'Avoda, if you put it into the wrong insertion, if you put it into the wrong place, you would be Yotzi as well. Because Ein Tzorich Lachzor, you wouldn't have to go back to Lo Hevi Hefsik, Ma'asho Mechusim Koma. It's not considered a Hefsik if you said it in the wrong place. But the proper place to say it is in the bracha of Hatov Shimcha Ulcha Ne'eli Hodos, not as we do normally Yalav Yavu in the bracha of Ritzeh. Mishmur continues, says, Ubebracha Me'in Shalosh, by the Alamichya that we normally say after eating a Mizonos, for example, or after the fruits from the Zayin Minim, so B'Chanukah B'Purim, Ein Maskirim Shel Chanukah U'Purim. So if you're eating on Chanukah and Purim, a Mizonos, and you make an Alamichya, there is no mention of Al-Hanisim equivalent in the Al-Hamichya. Now we go to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "Vim lo amar ein machzirin oso." If you forgot to say Al Hanisim, so then we don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei and we don't repeat the benching. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot and Gimel. The Lav deraisa him because it's not a mitzvah deraisa. And the koi atvila ad birchas mazon. And as I mentioned, this goes on both the benching and in the davening. And it makes no difference whether it's on a weekday of Chanukah or even if it's Shabbos Chanukah. In Shabbos Chanukah, there is a mitzvah to eat, and you do repeat the benching if you forgot to say Ritzeh at the first two meals. So, there is an obligation to eat because of Shabbos. You might have thought that you'd have to repeat the benching. Nevertheless, he brings down from the Prima Gadim that you don't repeat the benching if you forgot to say Al Hanisim. If you forgot to say Ritzeh, then you would have to go and repeat the benching. In that situation, there's a big machlokus amongst the poskim as to whether you'd have to also repeat Al Hanisim again. Certainly, if you forgot it, you wouldn't have to, but even lechatchila, should you say Al Hanisim the second time or not? Then he tells us, V'ayinin simen kuf peches in ishaburus of simen kot lamed gimel, where this dinim are discussed in more detail. And you can see in Dershavu number 5 that he brings down that it was written over there, she'af legabe rosh chodesh shechob matzei Shabbos, when rosh chodesh comes down to matzei Shabbos, v'nim shecho asud ha'shlishis, and shal shudis extends beyond Shabbos into Sunday, into matzei Shabbos, and that's rosh chodesh, so in the benching you should say both Ritzeh and Yalav Yavam. But if the same thing were to occur with Chanukah starting on Matzi Shabbos, Sunday night, so then even if you extend the Shalosh Shudis into beyond the point of time of Shabbos, and it's now Matzi Shabbos Sunday, you don't say Al Hanisim. In the next paragraph, he brings down the machlokes that I just brought down. If a person forgot to say Ritzeh, but he did say Al Hanisim, so when he repeats the benching, the Magen Avraham writes, Ein Ochoz Lomar Al Hanisim. He doesn't say Al Hanisim the second time. And the Shaar HaTzion adds to this, Shloi Viyu, Kivan Shedvarav Einu Mechrochem. The Shaar HaTzion says the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring this down because not everybody agrees to that, and it's not so clear that that's correct, as the Prima Gadim himself points out. The Shon Halach, he says, and Shon Halach says, you should repeat Al Hanisim when you're repeating the benching because you forgot to say Ritzeh. Tisha book number 3 says that even the idea to say Al Hanisim in the benching is only a minug, it's not a din, and that's why in the Alamilchia they weren't masakin doing that. The Ramah then says, where some of these dinim were discussed, and then the Mechaber continues and says, Umiyu, in Miskar Bioso Bracha, we said that you don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if you forgot to say Al Hanisim. You don't have to go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. But if you're still within the middle of the bracha, you haven't said Atosh Shemcha Ulcha Noeli Hodos, so then Kozman Shalois Kar Hashem, as long as you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, anytime before you say the word of Hashem, Atosh Shemcha Ulcha Noeli Hodos, so if you didn't say yet the word Hashem, Afilu Nizkar Ben Atah Lashem, you said Baruch Atah, and then you remembered, so then Chozer, then you do go back. And in Dershu footnote number 4, he brings down, Ubamesh Kosav, that which the Shulchan Aruch wrote, that Imniskar Kodim Shisim Es Oso Bracha, the Bi'a Locha brings down, Shibamokum Shiniskar Omar Al Hanisim V'yamshich V'al Kolom Yisparach. So you just say Al Hanisim wherever you remember, and then you continue afterwards V'al Kolom Yisparach. And he says, U'kishiniskar Li Achash Omar Hashem Eno Choser. But if you said Baruch Ato Hashem, then you don't say Lamdeni Chukecha, but since you're not obligated to go back, so whenever you're not obligated to back, we don't say Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, and would normally not be a hefsek, and would normally allow you to go back, but here you're not mechuyev to go back, so therefore you don't say Lamdeni Chukecha. Then he adds, what happens if you mixed up, and you said the Al Hanisim for Purim on Chanukah? So in the Shelus Tshuva, Salmos Chaim, he brings down Eino Sarchlas, so you don't have to go back, because he says it's no different than if you were to have talked by accident, that you don't have to consider that an interruption and go back. So too, saying the wrong Al Hanisim isn't Ma'akev. On the other hand, Rav Ozzy Zatzal, he brings down, Shenechshav Kimi Sha'omar Shayom Purim. Then it would be like somebody said, today is Purim, which is a mistake. And therefore, if you make a mistake, it's considered a hefsek, and you'd have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. According to Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Ches, and he brings down as well from the Chayyadim, Im Sim Es HaBracha, Ein HaRosh HaLachzor. But if you finish the bracha, then you wouldn't have to go back. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah Yeshomim Kisheshachach Alanisim V'Rech HaZemazim. If you forgot Alanisim in the benching, so then there's an opportunity to make it up. You don't repeat the benching, but Kishemagil or Rachman, when you get to the end of the benching, after the fourth bracha, after you go through all the additional nuschos that are over there, and you go to the Harachamans, you'd be allowed to go in there, Yomar Harachamanu Yasalon Unisim, and it flows Kishem Shoasiso Lavosin by Bim Himbazman Hazeh, and then you go into the Nusach of the Alanisim, Bimim Hatisho V'chule, and he brings down the name of the Kobo. And he says in the Ramah, Ukvar Nizbor, Simon Kuf Pezayin, Siv Dalet, some of these dinim there. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siv Katan Dalet, he brings down, Vuhu Adin, Shomar came betvila, Achar Gmar Hatvila, Derech Bakosha. And he says the same thing would be applicable to Shmon Esrei. If you forgot to say Al Nisim in the right place, you could add it in at the end of the Shmon Esrei after the final bracha of Varech Simaisov Shalom. After you say the first Yula Ratzon, so then you could add it over there, or at a later point in time, the issue foot number 7 points out the various places that you might add it, but it would be acceptable to add it over there, just like it's acceptable to add it in the Harachamons. And as the Mishnah Berurah said, this should be done derech bakosha, as a bakosha, not as a chiyav, and that would be acceptable, brought down the name of the Elyi Rabbah. Siv Katan Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein b'purim, the same halach applies on Purim. And he says, Rosh Chodesh b'Chanukah, when Rosh Chodesh comes out during Chanukah, as it always does, Yomar, you should say this insertion. If you forgot to say Al Anisim, you should say this Harachamon, Acha the Harachamon for Rosh Chodesh, Harachamon Yechadesh Uchulei. Why? Mishum the Tadr, Uzasheno Tadr called. Because here, you have the choice of saying the two Harachamons, you say the one that's more frequent, which is Rosh Chodesh, more frequent than the one for Chanukah. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Gambe Musaf Shal Shabbos, Shal Rosh Chodesh. When Chanukah has a Shabbos in it, of course, as it always does, one or two, and has Rosh Chodesh in it, obviously the one or two days. So we daven Tfilas Musaf Kineged, the Karban Musaf that was bought respectively on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh. There was no Karban Musaf, of course, on Chanukah. So therefore, the Mechaber is telling us that on these days, when you're saying a Tfilas Musaf, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah, Tzorech Lahaskiv Shal Chanukah, even in those Shmoneh Esreis, which you wouldn't have brought a Musaf on behalf of Chanukah alone, but since you're saying Tfilas Musaf anyway, so then you add Al Anisim in that Musaf Shmoneh Esrei as well, even though Afal Pi Sheino Musaf B'Chanukah, even though Chanukah itself wouldn't bring about a Karban Musaf or a Tfilas Musaf. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Vav, the Yom Hu Shinis Chayiv B'Arba Tfilas, because this day, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah or Shabbos Chanukah, has an obligation to Daven Musaf, and therefore you add it in the Al Anisim. But of course, V'Yamo Amoru Ein Masir, so of course, if you didn't say it, you don't go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. You never go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei for not saying Al Anisim. Siv Gibel. The Mechaber writes, Ein Omrim Kishem Shoh Siso V'chulei. The Nusach that the Mechaber brings down is the incorrect Girsa. You don't say Kishem Shoh Siso, just like you did, go do it for us. Elam Messiah, the way to conclude off the Al Anisim is Yosiso Imohem Nisim Ugvuros Bayam Imohem Bo'ez Hazos. Again, we have a slightly different Girsa, but this is the Girsa that the Mechaber says that you should say. And then he adds, the Yeshomim Shom Roso. Then he says, there are those that say, no, you say the original Girsa that we had. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Zayin what's going on. He says, Yeshomer, there is an opinion, Mishum de lo yishal odam tzrocha begimu rishonos v'achronos. Since the normal nusach is that you ask your bakoshos in the middle part of the Shmoneh Esrei, not in the first three, which are Shevach, or the last three, which are Odah. And since Al Anisim comes out in the last three, so you might have thought that you shouldn't mention such tzrocha, such needs that you have, and therefore, that's why he didn't like this nusach, but the Mishnah Berurah says, V'tosu, that's a mistake. The Bishvil Atziv Oshari, because actually you're allowed to ask communal needs during those first three and last three brachos, as indicated by all of the insertions that we do during Aseres Mei Tshuva, during the first three and the last three brachos. El Ikatam, the mirror reason the Mishnah Berurah says, well, you don't say that nusach is, the kol davar, the heavy lahaba, tiknu v'lahaba, because this is talking about something going forward in the future that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Adah, which is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things he's done to us as well. The Ikar Al Anisim have a Kiddushal Avar. And he brings out from the Beis Yosef that the Ikar of Al Anisim is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did, not to ask us to do more. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, based upon Beis Yosef, cause of Beis Yosef, Uda Ovid Kamar Ovid, Uda Ovid Kamar Ovid. Any Nusach that you do, either one of these Nusachos is correct. And then he adds, Be'al Anisim Yesh Lomar Lashichom Torah Secha, which is the gear that we have, Loyomar Mi Torah Secha with a mem. And furthermore, he says, Tzarech Lomar Shmonis Mechanuka Elu Lahodos. He brings up from the Morgan of Ram that Nusach as well. And most of the things that we just said now are incorporated into the typical Ashkenazic Nusach of Al Hanisim. This concludes beautiful siman Tof Resh Pei Beis, and now we go to the very short Tof Resh Pei Gimel. It doesn't have a title to it, but it's dealing with completing the halal during Chanukah. And that's what the Mechaber tells us, if halal, kol shmonis mei Chanukah, gomri mesa halal. We say a complete, full halal, all 8 days of Chanukah. The Mishbur explains, in Siv Katan Aleph, lefisha b'chol yom nosaf neis chodesh, because each day is a separate neis. And as we'll see, just like on Sukkot, each day was a separate carbon, so you say a full halal each day. So to hear, commemorating the special nace that was done each day, so therefore we say a full halal each day. Furthermore, the Odiyesh Tamim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, look for other reasons, Ayin in the Beis Yosef. And you can see this in Dershu footnote number 2. He brings down that it's written over there, Shekivin Shu Choluk the Neirosov, since there's a separate number of candles on each night, Orm Kol Yom Halal Shalem. That's why we say a full halal each day, just like by Sukkot. Furthermore, Shekorim b'Chanukah kol yom nasi yachar. Each day of Chanukah, you read the laning for a different nasi. And v'chol nasi tzorach ligmor sahalal akabin asab. And each nasi, when they bring the carbons, they would finish the halal. So we finish the halal each day as well. And that's why it's appropriate to say full halal. The Aruch HaShulchan adds another reason. And he says, Shebizman gzeros malchus chashmonoim, during the time of the gzeros against the Jewish people, in the times of the Chashmonoim, so they said we can't bring the Karbonos on Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, which is 8 days, and therefore we say the full Hallel to commemorate that as well. Now, is this Chanukah Hallel a Doraisa or the Rabbanon? So obviously, Chanukah is all the Rabbanon, but nevertheless, the Chasam Sofer brings down that we're chayiv to give Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there may be a din Doraisa of saying Shira Bapet to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu verbally, and there may be a Mitzvah Doraisa here to say Hallel on Chanukah. Not everybody agrees. The Emek Shela says that it's only the Rabbanon. The first year afterwards, it may have been a Daraisa, but the rest of the time, it's a Rabbanon. The issue footnote number 1 has a whole discussion about are the women Mechuyovos in Halel, or they're just allowed to say Halel if you want. So first, he brings down the opinion that Mistimas Dvar, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, it's Mashma Lechora She'eno Chayovos, the women aren't obligated to say Halel. However, he brings down that only on Pesach night are the women obligated because Afhena Yuba Osu Aneis. But he brings out from the Bir Halacha that even though women may not be obligated, they're certainly allowed to say it, even with a bracha, and this would include on Rosh Chodesh as well. And he brings down many achronim that agree with this position, and then he brings down achronim that say, no, it's actually a chiv for women, ayin sham. If you made a mistake and you said a chatzi halal, like on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, instead of saying the full halal, so if a Yashiv Zatzal brings down, that if you talked in between, you have to go back and redo the entire halal with a bracha, and you're allowed to begin from Mei Lo Lanu, because you did say the first two paragraphs correctly. And he adds, Shim Siyem Esachatzi Halal Uberich Le'achav, but if you finished the Halal and you made the Bracha afterwards, that's considered Hesach Hadas. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, Shim Hisiach Daito, that if you had a Hesach Hadas, yeah, then you definitely have to go back, Tzorech Lachzor Levarach. You have to make a new Bracha and say the Halal again. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, after you finish the halal on Chanukah, you only say a chatzi kaddish. Normally, you have to say halal on Rosh Chodesh, for example. You say a full kaddish because that's going to be a korban musaf afterwards, a tefilas musaf afterwards. So this full kaddish with tiskabel goes on the Shachar Shmoneh Esrei. But on Chanukah, when there is no musaf, it's not Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, it's a regular day of Chanukah, there is no musaf. So the tiskabel is going to be said later on after Ashur Volutzion for the Shachar Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore now you just say a chatzi kaddish on the halal. So v'achar halal omer chatzi kaddish on a regular halal day of Chanukah, not on Rosh Chodesh. The issue for number 3 talks about who should say this chatzi kaddish. Could it be the one who said the halal, for example, according to those that allow an ovel to daven shachris, and just a non-ovel to say halal, so then the non-ovel here would be allowed to say the chatzi kaddish, as opposed to on a regular day, of let's say Rosh Chodesh, where you'd have a kaddish tiskabel, so then the original chazan has to go and say the kaddish tiskabel, and not the one who said halal. Again, that's only for those that would allow a ovel to daven shachris on those days, and just let somebody else take over to daven halal. And that's not what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. He continues and he says, Mishu Avil, B'shachris, Einu Mispal Lefnei Amud. If somebody Nebuch is an Avelis or a parent, so they're in the 12 months after the parent's death, so they have the minhag that they normally daven for the Amud. But if it's a day that you say Halal, so the first opinion Mishnah Berurah brings down, B'shachris, Einu Mispal Lefnei Amud. We don't let him daven even Shachris, never mind the Halal. That everybody agrees you're not allowed to daven. But there is an opinion that says you can daven Shachris, but here, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is, B'shachris, Einu Mispal Lefnei Amud, because the Yesh Halal is a Halal afterwards, and therefore it will be a problem for him to daven Shachris and not to daven Halal, let somebody else take over. However, ho arvis mispalav, but that implies that by mincha and marav, he would be allowed to daven for the omud. The mispalav Rosh Chodesh, gam ken arvis. And therefore, somebody on Rosh Chodesh, who is in Avelus, would be able to daven marav according to this opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Ein omrim, then further, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't say, kel erech apayim b'sheni v'chamishi. That's a little paragraph that we say right before we take out the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, and we don't say this on Chanukah, and likewise, we don't say the Yiratzon that we say after Achas Teira Torah, the Chatzin normally says that Yiratzon after we finish the Torah laning on Mondays and Thursdays, so this is also not said on Chanukah. In regards to Alinyan Halal and Mutar Lomar Beveis Ovel, what about if you're davening Ebuchad in Ovel's house that's in the week of the Shiva? So do you or do you not say Halal in that house? So Ayin and Shari Tshuva, where this is discussed, Abul Ovel Ba'asva Vadi Lo Yomar, whatever opinion you go like, as we'll see in a second in Dishuvah number 6 from the Shari Tshuva, so everybody agrees the Ovel doesn't say Halal during the week of the Shiva. Now, Dishuvah footnote number 6 brings down the two opinions. One is that either the entire Beis Avel doesn't say Hallel, and then some suggest that when they leave the Beis Avel, they can say it on their own. Others say they don't even have to, they're totally exempt. And then there is the opinion that says the Avel leaves the Minyan, and in the Beis Avel's house, the Minyan that remains, other than the Avelim, does in fact say Hallel. And again, El Bel Dirio Kim Chaim, whichever way you do it, there are great Gedolim that hold that way. This concludes the short but beautiful Simen Tov Resh Pei Gimel, and now we start Tov Resh Pei Dalet, the laning that we do on Chanukah. Say the Kriyas HaTorah b'Chanukah. The Mechaber begins. Korim b'Korbanos and Nesiim shebeparshas Naso Shlosha b'Chol Yom. We have three people getting an Aliyah on Chanukah. You're allowed to do work, so there's no Issa Melacha, so you only have three people, so people can get to work. And we read from Parshas Naso the Parashios of the Nesiim, the 12 Nesiim, we read one each day, plus a second one to finish off the three Aliyahs, and then on the last day, we read not only the eighth day, but we also read all the way through 12, and actually all the way through Bahaloscha. And the Mishabur in Sivkot Nala tells us, Mishum Shinigma Melechas HaMishkol B'Chofei B'Kislev. The reason why we do this is specifically because the Mishkol was actually completed on Chofei B'Kislev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan to have it be put up, but I'll make it up to you. And the Nes of Chanukah occurred on Chofei Kislev. So we remind ourselves as well of the Melechas HaMishkon being completed then on Chofei Kislev. Then the Mechaber tells us, U'matzchilim b'birchas kohanim. We begin the laning from what we call the Birchas Kohanim, Yerech Hashem Yisherech, etc. And that's the binyan of the Mechaber. And the Mishabur explains in Sifkot and Beis, Levisha Nasa Nesai de Kohanim, since the Chashmonaim were Kohanim, so we mention specifically the Kohanim by the Birchas Kohanim. But the Ramah says, V'yeshomim shemaschilim b'yom kalos Moshe, brings us out from the tour, and V'chein anu nogin, the Ramah says, this is the way we do this, and in fact, that's the way Ashkenazic shuls do this as well, starting from V'hi b'yom kalos Moshe. Then we call up the second Aliyah, V'kori oso im koin v'levi. This first part of V'hi kalos Moshe is read, divided up into two Aliyahs, the Kohen and the Levi. And then the Yisrael, we start reading Kori b'yom rishon. And the Ramah says, V'yeshomim shakoin kori koloso parsha b'yom rishon, that the Kohen actually reads all the way up until the Aliyah of b'yom rishon, and the Levi and Yisrael, Kori b'yom rishon, v'chei no'agim. And this is the opinion that the Ramah brings down l'halacha. Mishabur and Siv Cotton Gimel says, Kohen Yikru ad Lifnei HaMishkon, according to the first opinion that says you break it up between the Kohen and the Levi, the Kohen reads until Lifnei HaMishkon, or until O ad L'chanukah HaMizbeach, and the rest is read, Vashar Yikru Levi V'Yisrael. However, Aval also Shinogu Likros L'Kohen ad Bani Avorachem, who Minhag B'tos, it's Erkel Batlo, he says that Minhag is incorrect to only read that smaller part of the laning. However, in Dishavu number 1, he brings up the Kavachayim, the Bidiyevit, if you did that, you would be Yotze. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Shashlosh tzrichim shikru b'seder yom." Ideally, you should read the Seder Yom, b'seder yom, who parshas Nesiim, and that's from the parsha of the Nesiim, as we said, parshas Naso. And Dirshu number 2 brings down im hischa l'kro l'koin, but he hamakri b'yom rishon. If you started already at that point in time, so dayin weiss atzal. The Minchas Yitzchak brings down shal shalem akriya. You would be yevid b'yotzei that way as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'achar akriya omrim chatzikadosh." After you do the lading, you say the chatzikadosh, as we mentioned, because there is no korban musaf, so it's just a chatzikadosh. Im tov akor b'yom sheni shel Chanukah parshas nasi shlishi v'chayotzei. If you read more, so then also that's also acceptable. It's not a problem. And the ain't kapay the b'yomim. We don't get so excited about that he read the wrong day. And Dirshu foot number 3 brings down, if you did make a mistake, so then the next day you just read it right. You don't have to try to recorrect the mistake that you did the first day. Mechaber continues and he says, "B'yom Sheni Korei Kohen, B'yom Sheni Ad Parechot Ben Makor V'Levi Ad B'yom Shlishi." So you finish off the laning of the second Nasi with the Kohen Levi, and then the Yisrael Chozav Korei B'yom Sheni. He reads it again, B'yom Sheni. V'Aderos Ebechol Yom. That's the Mechaber's opinion every day. However, the Ramah says, "Hagav Yeshomim Sheyisrael Korei B'yom Shel Achrab." That the Yisrael reads the next day, Tani B'yom Shlishi V'Chei Mechol Yom, and you do that every day that the Yisrael reads the next day. V'Chei Noagim Yibinzam from the Gos Maimonios. That is the correct way to do this, and this is what we do. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Dalit says, Kohen v'Levi Korei b'Korbanos Shel Gamliel, Yisrael Gom v'Chule, that the Kohen and the Levi read that day, and then the Yisrael reads from the next day. If you in fact make mistakes, the Yisrael put it before brings down from the Shari Ephraim that you would be Yotze almost no matter what. With this, we conclude today's shir.